Silent Night on December 24th, 1914. German and British soldiers in the thick of the First War of the Worlds crawl out of their blood-drenched trenches, rifles slung over sunken shoulders and shovels across the other. Meet halfway in the dead man's land, carry back and bury the remains of their friends, then return to exchange prisoners and cigarettes, lighting them for each other like Advent candles. They gaze at the stars, name them in their mother's tongue, fabricate stories of the girl they will finally propose to once they return home. They take turns singing carols their mother sang to cease their tears, and as if there was a conductor, invisible except to these boys' eyes, they all stand up in unison at a church choir and blast, "Silent night, holy night," frightfully off tune and boisterous, as if they can stop the sun from returning with its violent red if they are loud enough, as drunks fervently do. In Deutsch and in English, sound of the different worlds, strident, strong, full of alcohol and mirth and death and loss, crash like the flames of the raging bonfire, from where sparks rise defiantly towards the graying sky, as if to reach and tear down heaven to earth until they die forgotten. When they part, they embrace as if they've been friends for a life. Tomorrow, they will aim at each other, the only way they know how to make it back to their mothers. But today, sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.